ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vov. The Mishnah Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. On the bottom, the Mishnah discusses the din of goydim nefesh. Someone that steals a nefesh and he sells him, the halacha is that is chayv chenek. The Gemara discusses the shaila. Boy Rabbi Yerbiya. Gonva yumachu yashun ma. What happens if someone sells someone while someone steals someone while he's sleeping and he sells him? Or another shaila Birbiya discusses bachar isha lo ubraba. What happens if he stole a isha buberes and he just sold the uber? So we want to dan a chiyuv on the uber itself. Bow yesh derech iber bekach or ein derech iber bekach. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how bechlal do you do balacha with a sleeping person? How bechlal do you do balacha with the uber? And the Gemara answers, by Yasha the Zog Oleh, he leads on the person. So he's using him, his stabshus of leading on him. And Isha the Ukba Ba'apizika, and Isha Buberes used her to block the wind from him. So the Gemara has a suffix, Derech Iber Bekach, Ei Derech Iber Bekach. So the Lashon HaGemara is a Chayr Pashtis Mashma, that the suffix is, would this a stabshus of just leading on someone, or just being Ukba Ba'apizika, would that be a stabshus to be the Derech of Iber, would that be a Torah says that someone that's great of a nefesh is only chayiv when you do balacha. This aber boy, is that cool doing balacha? Is that the derech to do balacha? Is that what the Torah was talking about when it said this aber boy? And Rashi lechares the first that he learned this way in the Gemara. But Rashi says when the Gemara discusses when the Gemara brings their suffix, God v'yamachik shu yashamau. Rashi says the kabon mefarish lo habaya. That means Rashi sounds like right now we can't understand the suffix. The suffix of the Gemara is not clear. It's only after the Gemara explains the oifid of the shtabshus of the Isha, the oifid of the shtabshus of the Adam Yashin, then we can understand the suffix. So it seems from Rashi, like the Pashas Lashon HaGemara, that the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not this is shtabshus is the Derech Iber Bekach or not. The Rambam, in Hilchas Kedeva and Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings down the suffix of the Gemara v'cheinim gomba v'hu yashon v'deshtamish mei k'shu yashon. He stole him when he was sleeping and he used the person, he was his amr boy when he was sleeping, u'machroi v'adayin yashon. He sold him while he was still sleeping. Baruch Haner is v'dayik in the Rambam that what would happen if the nignab, the person that was stolen, would wake up before he sold. It was before in the Rambam that you would be chayiv. That's not nichal on the suffix of the Gemara. That's not nichal the Rambam that paskins in the Gemara suffix that you potter. It's mashma in the Rambam that had you woken up before the bechira, the halacha is that you would be chayiv. Even though the maisa imor, the maisa shtamshus was while he was yashan. So if we learn the suffix of the Gemara kipshutai, that the suffix of the Gemara was, if this oifin shtamshus is a way of it being mishtamish or not, the chayiv shouldn't make a difference if he woke up afterwards or not. So therefore, says the Aruch Lener, that Kenira the Rambam did not learn the Gemara Suffolk this way. The Rambam learned the Gemara Suffolk has to do with the Yashan, someone that's sleeping. The Gemara Suffolk is a Gneva on a Uber. Does a Gneva on a person sleeping or a Gneva on a Uber, is that also Nichla on Goydim Nefesh? The Gemara just had a side question that L'chayra, how would you be Mishtamish with this person? And that, the Gemara says, the Eifet of the Ishtamshus. And the Rambam before in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam discusses what the Gemara brings down earlier, that we hold like the Tanakhama that you don't need even a shtamshus of a shavaputa. Even a shtamshus pachas shavaputa, you also chayiv. The Rambam brings it down. Afilu lo yishtamsh by elba pachas shavaputa. Goyin shenishan olav, like you leaned on him. Afal pisha gan of yoshan harezem nishtamsh by. Before in the Rambam clearly that there's no problem in the shtamshus of leaning on him. That's a full shtamshus, and he says even though the nigna is yoshan, that's a good shtamshus. The Rambam doesn't seem to have any problem, any suffix with gabi this halacha. The whole suffix is only if you stole him while he was sleeping, and then you sold him while he was still sleeping. That's the suffix of the Gemara. And the Aruch Haner addresses that the Lashon HaGemara is not more like the Rambam. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma like how we learned in Rashi. The Gemara says derech imer b'kach, ein derech imer b'kach. So the Aruch Haner says that either we have to say that the Rambam wasn't gerus this Lashon HaGemara, or says the Aruch Haner, another possibility is that the Rambam learned that the Gemara is using a Lashon of Imur, it means that's the kinoy, that's the way the Gemara is calling the whole parsha of Gnevas Nefesh. Is this the derech of Gnevas Nefesh? It doesn't mean Dafka the Shtamshus, Dafka the Imur. And the Aruch Haner speaks out that it's a Chayr Mukhrich like the Rambam, because if the Gemara's suffix has to do with the Oifin and Shtamshus, then why does the Gemara discuss this suffix Dafka by Yeishamu Beres and dafka by a adam yashin, we should discuss the shtamshes. What's the din if a person's awake and I lean on him? What's the din if a regular person I use to be okman kamezika? So it seems, says the Aruch HaNedet, that this Gemara is just giving a hechatimtza where you can have ishtamshes on the Ishmu Beres and Adam Yashan, but not that the ishtamshes is any problem. If the subject was about the ishtamshes, then we don't have to talk about funny cases about Adam Yashan and Ishmu Beres. Let's discuss this ishtamshes in a regular person. Mucher says the Aruch HaNedet that was not the subject of the Gemara, if that's the Derech Imor or not the Derech Imor. And therefore it's Mucher that the Gemara subject is like how the Rambam learned that the Geneva, the subject was about the Geneva. Now, Be'etzem, we could learn the Gemara's suffix to answer this last to Arav the Aruch HaNer. Even if we don't want to learn like the Rambam, we could learn that the Gemara's suffix in a Hanami. A shtamshus of Zog Alayu, of leaning on someone, had the person been awake, would be a good shtamshus. The Gemara doesn't have a suffix if Zog Alayu is a good shtamshus. That's poshit, that there's no special Xerius HaKosu exactly how to make the shtamshus. As long as I make the shtamshus, the Yadan, we don't even need a pachus, we don't even need a shavapruta, or you don't need a shavapruta, but there's no way how to make the shtamshus. The Gemara's suffix about is that there's a person, there's an oifin, where the nikdav is not royal ishtamshus. The Adam Yashar does not be a soydi royal ishtamshus. Even though you found a way out of being mishtamish, that's not, we don't look at it as ishtamshus. So uber is not someone that you can be misamar boy with. You can't work with the uber. Now, even though you use the uber in a way that he could block the wind, maybe that's not nichal and the misamar boy that the Torah is talking about. Even though had you done that same ishtamshus to a person that's awake, maybe that's just since you have a person that's awake that's right for normal shtamshes, you use them in a funny way, that wouldn't be a problem in this Amarboy. But using a nigna that's mufka from a shtamshes, in this oifen, how he's in the matzav that he's in now, in the matzav of Uber, in the matzav of Yashin, where he's mufka from the normal shtamshes, maybe that was a suffix of the Gemara. Now, even that, L'chair, is not so mashb like that in Rashi, but in Kain, L'chair, we could understand right away what the Gemara Safik is. Adam Yashin is not really so royal ishtamshus. The Uber is not so royal ishtamshus. Why does Rashi say, L'kamon mefarish l'abaya, yishlit chais abak upon him? That's the Aruch HaNer's mahalach in the Gemara Piderach HaRambam, that the Gemara Safik be'etzeb doesn't have to do with the ishtamshus. The Gemara has a side question, how exactly you would be mishtamish, and that the Gemara answered the Hechatimsa, which is more mashmak than the Gemara, that the Gemara presented the Shaila, Lafid Aruch HaNer, the Gemara is presenting the Shaila direct, what the Shaila is, we don't have to wait to understand it. The Gemara just had a side question, and that the Gemara answered that the Hechatimsa, where the Shtamshus is possible, even in a Adam Yashan, even in a Ishamu Beres. Now, to understand in the Ram exactly what was the suffix of the Gemara, so in the Ishamu Beres, we can understand the Uber, maybe that's not Nichlam, what the Torah was talking about, stealing an uber. Stealing a nefesh means stealing a real person, not stealing an uber. But to understand what the suffix by Adam Yashin is, so this is Zalman, over here on the Rambam, and Eved Ozli explains that it would be as far to say that Adam Yashin, a person, when you steal a chepetz from a person, the fact that you took the chepetz away from the person, that is a gneva. By taking a person, you move him from one house to the other house, it's not a gneva. The gneva is that you're taking him into your rishus and you're not allowing him freedom. Says Rabbi Zalman, if you took the person while he's sleeping and when he wakes up, he could just walk off and leave, be aside. We don't see, as long as he's sleeping, we don't see it as a gneva. The whole gneva is only when we see that he's awake and he's stuck in your rishus. That's what the gneva is. So it could be, in order to have a gneva on a person, you need that the person should be awake. Maybe that's a suffix of the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Zalman's bedayik, like the Aruch HaNer is bedayik in the Rambam, that's before, that if you stole him while he was sleeping, and then he woke up, that you it would be pashut, that you still be chayiv, and he explains simply the fizeh, that we don't, the yisoid is not that the maisik neva has to be on a person that's awake. It has to be that you made a gneva, now he's awake in your rishus. That also is enough that it should be a gneva. The problem is just that if when he wakes up, he's just able to leave, that's not a gneva. But as long as he's awake in my rishus, I took him, and he's awake in my rishus, he ends up being awake in my rishus, that is mashlin the maisik neva. That would be a maisik neva. But he's bothered by one problem, that l'chayra, it's mashban the Rambam, that if I stole the person while he was sleeping, and I leaned on him, I was amrboy while he was sleeping, and then he wakes up before the mechira, it's also pasha that you would be chayv. As for Rishas Zalman, the chayr, if the ma'isik neva is only nigmar afterwards, when he wakes up, if I did the emer before he woke up, the chayr, I didn't do the, I only, I used, if I use someone before I steal him, the chayr, that's not the chayv of the Torah. Same way, if I sold him before he woke up, the aloch is amah chayv, who I didn't, the chayr, if he woke up, and then I was his am. And then if I was his amrbay first and then he woke up, also I shouldn't be chayiv. So Rabbi Zalman says that you have to say that since with him waking up, that's mashlim the maisa gneva, so that makes it the maisa gneva, the chatchilo is the maisa gneva, that's enough for kaponim the imr to work. And maybe we could be moisif to explain better this teretz of Rabbi Zalman, al pi, a mahalach, of the Sanhedrin Tana in the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier brings that there's a Machlekes Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah's Mashmah, the Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to work with the person, you have to be Mishtamish with the person, and the Tana Kama, and it's Mashmah, but the Tana Kama holds you don't have to work. The Gemara asks, how could it be? It's a Pasuk in the Torah that the Ochiv is only when you work, when you're Mishtamish with the person. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is how much do you need? Tana Kama holds that even Pachas B'Shava Pruta is enough. As long as you worked with him, it doesn't have to be that you use the Shtamshas of a Shava Pruta. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that, no, you need a Shtamshas of a Shava Pruta. So Sanhedrin Tana explains, what's the Hezbra Machlekes over here? I'm not saying over the words of the Sanhedrin Tana, Pi Darkei, the Hezbra over here is that the Tanakhama holds that the Yisrael of what the Torah was Bechayev to have an Imur. Well, the reason why you need to have an Imur here is just that that's a chiluk of the Maisa Gneva, to take someone into your Rishus and use him, that's how you're stealing him. Just to move him from one Rishus to another, that's not enough. You have to take him and use him. That's called being Mishtamish with the person. That's called stealing him. That's a chiluk of the Maisa Gneva. Mashenki Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. The Gneva was taking him into your Rishus. There's a new Tanai, that you have to work with him. Part of the chiv of the Torah is to work with him and then sell him. There's three different parts to the chiv. There's a chiv, there's a maisik neva, taking him into your rishus, and then you have to work with him, and then you have to go and sell him. So therefore, it's pashut that light Rabbi Yehuda, you need a shavar pruta. That's a shtamshus. A shavar pruta is not called a shtamshus. Mash engel fi the tanakama that just aicha tips of stealing him by making him work for you. I ross bailus on him to make him that he goes into your rishus. So then there's no Indian to have a certain amount of ishtamshus. As long as I made him work, he listened to me, I used him, that's enough to be mashed on the Maisa Gneva. So Im Kain, if we understand that the Yisrael of the Imur in the Das Tanakama, the Yisrael of the Imur is just to be mashed on the Maisa Gneva, then we can understand that even while he's sleeping, as long as I was with Arabi and he woke up at the end, the same way we understand that I stole him while he was sleeping and he woke up in my Rishus, that's called stealing someone because I took him and now he's awake in my Rishus, that's called the Maisik Neva. So who I did if I took him and I was his Arabi and he woke up in my Rishus, that's all just being mashed on the Maisik Neva, and we could understand that when he ends up awake in my Rishus with a Maisik Kicha into my Rishus and a Maisik Imur, he remains a person that's stolen and now I can go and sell him. Pashat, and I'm going to be chayiv. The whole stuff of the Gemara is only if he was still sleeping when I sold him, so he wasn't yet totally stolen. Then the Gemara is a suffix that maybe that's not called a Gneva on a sleeping person is not called a Gneva. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, and the Braisa is above it. The Braisa says, Machra, if he sold the Nigna, Vadayin Yeshte Rishusay, and he still remains in his Rishus, Potter. And Rashi explains, what does it mean by dying yeshtoy b'rshusay? It says, Rashi, b'rshus ha-digdav atzbay, that he never took him out of his own rishus. The person that was stolen is still in his own rishus, he's still in his own house. He took him and he sold him, but he never took him out of his rishus. The halacha is that yipater, which that's the din of the Mishnah, that the first line in the Mishnah, goyne nefesh v'yisrael, in chayev atshech tisen l'rshusay. He only chayev when the person that stole him takes him into his own rishus. And the Rambam also brings down this din. He also learns like Rashi. The Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Gimel learns like Rashi also that what the Braisa reads over here reads the exact same thing as the Mishnah, that it's still in the Rishus of the original Nigdaf. And the Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam that the Rambam learned like Rashi, and it's the Loika Yesh Beforshim. There's a Yesh Beforshim, says the Magen Mishnah, learns a little differently. He learns, like the Magen Mishnah says, would be the Pashtus of the Lashon HaBraisa, that Machrei sold him, Badain Yeshne Rishus, he's still in the Rishus of the person that stole him. The Ganiv didn't give the Lekeach, the Eved. He still kept the Eved in his own Rishus. He sold him. He made a Maisa Kinyan on him. But he didn't give him over to the Rishus of Lekeach. It's still sitting in the Rishus of the Meicher and the Rishus of the Gant. That's how the Yesh B'Farshim learns. And the Magen Mishnah speaks out that even though the Lashon HaBraisa would be more like the Yesh B'Farshim, but still the Nochin is to learn like Rashi and the Rambam, because it's Pashtus that the Braisa is saying the same din as the Mishnah. It's not coming to say a new din. Now this Yesh B'Farshim is the Rabban al Torah. The Rabban al Torah learns this way. He learns that the pshat in the Braisa is that you have to give it out to the Lekeach Rishus. It's not enough that it's in the Meicher made a Maisa Kinyan. There's a din over here in Goyim Nefesh that has to go out into the Lekeach Rishus. It has to be that he's now in the Rishus of Lekeach. And the Rabban is this kasha with Rashi and the Rambam pshat. He says, what's the Chiddush? What's the special din? Of course, every single God, you have to take it into your own Rishus. And Lefizeh, the Ramban explains that this is Pshat in the Pasuk, in Perikov Aleph, Pasuk Design, Parshas Mishpatim. That's where the Ramban is. And he explains the Pasuk over there. The Pasuk over there says that someone that's great of a nefesh, v'nimtza b'yaday, and it's found in his hand, sends the Ramban. What the Pasuk means over there, nimtza b'yaday, mais yubas, It means that it was found in the hands of the person that he sold it to. It's not enough that he just sold it to him. It has to be in the hands of the person that he sold it to. It has to be in the Rishus HaLekeach. That's what the Pasuk means to say over here. He says, not like how Rashi al-Torah learns over there. Rashi al-Torah means v'nimtza b'yadi, that there was Edim, or that the Ganav originally stole it. That we saw, people saw it, Rishus HaGanav, that he had originally stole it. And now when he sold it, he's going to be Chayiv. Says the Ramban, that's Pashat. Of course he didn't Edim. How else would we know that he stole it? What's it sad that you'd be able to be Mechayiv someone without Edim? Why did he need the special Pasuk in the Torah over here, v'nimtza b'yadi? Now, in Etzeb Pshat in Rashi in the Rabbah Ben Arasugyot, the Ramban asks, Pshita, he says, what's the Chiddush over here? Of course you have to take it into your own Rishus. So the Chayrat, we could answer, P. Taisis is Suffolk over here. Taisis, the Ramasra Achiach Sen Lushus is Bistapik, that maybe over here there's a special halacha, even if you make a Maisag Ba, which normally would be Maspik to make a Maisag Nev, if I go into someone else's Rishus and I pick it up, Taisis is Bistapik, that maybe over here also we're coming to say that even that's not enough. He says, because just like Rav Shimon holds, you have to be moitzi at Rishus Kroivim. It's not enough that if he calls man, he's still Rishus Kroivim. If he sold him to a Karav, that's not called a Gedeva, since he's still Rishus HaKroivim. So who I did, since he's still sitting in his own Rishus, even though I made a Maisag Ba, Taisis is Vistapik, that maybe that also wouldn't be a Gedeva, and that would be the Pshat. And so that, the fevers side of Taisis, if we assume like this side of Taisis, that would add to the Rabban's Kasha. Of course, it's a very big Chiddush over here. In a regular Gedeva, if I make a Maisag Ba, even though I didn't take it out of the Rishus of the Nigdav, that remains a Maisag Neva. Basha Ikin and Eretz, special parsha of Greater Nefesh, over there is a special did, I have to take him away. And therefore, even though I picked him up and I made him Maisag Kinyan and I took, and there is a Achnos of the Rishusi, that's not enough. You have to take him out of the Rishus of the Nigdav and bring him into your own Rishus. Now you look at the Rabbat Al-Tayr over there, Lishitasa, he doesn't have the Steretz. Rabbat over there says it's Pasha that if you pick him up, if you make a Maisag Ba, that you're going to be Chayiv. He says it's like Gara Badach, if I bring it into his own Rishus. If I bring him into my Rishus, it's enough. If my Rishus is enough to make a Gneva, sure, my hand is sure enough to make a Maisag Gneva. It can't be that my hand is worse than my Rishus. Therefore, says the Rabban, it's Pasha that if you pick him up, that you're going to be Chayiv, even though he still remains in the Rishus of the Nigdav. So therefore, the Rabban obviously couldn't say this Teretz, but the Fetus Tzadatosis, this will add to the Rabban's Aura on the Pirush of Rashi and the Rabbim over here at the Braisa. Now, in the Pshat and the Pasuk, it's an interesting Malbim. The Baal over there says that the Pasuk is good for coming lafuke the Rabban. The Pasuk is coming to say that someone that's goyde v'bacharoi, v'nimtza b'yadai, ma'isyumas, that even though he still remains in the Rishus of the Meicher, still we find him in the Rishus of the Meicher, as long as he sold him, even though it's still in the Rishus of the Meicher, still he's ma'isyumas, still he's chayiv. The loika Rabban, the Pasuk is good for coming to say that doesn't need to go to the Rishus Lekeach. It's enough that he made a ma'isa mechira, even though it's still he still remains in the Rishus of the Meicher, says the Malbim, that's good for what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is coming to say, not like the Ramban. That means the Ramban learned the Pasuk, v'nimtza b'yadai, means Rishus HaLekeach, u'mucharoi v'nimtza b'yadai, means that he found Rishus HaLekeach dafka. And then Yechayv, the Malbim wants to say that no, that maybe the Pasuk means to say the Hepach from the Ramban. The Pasuk is coming to say that even though it's nimtza b'yadai, Rishus HaMeicher, that's also enough to be Mechayv. But Al-Kapana, we have a Bachloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam against the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam seem to learn that the price means Tafka, coming to say only if he's still Bershus HaDigdav. The fact that he remains Bershus HaGadav after the Bechira seems that they hold is not a problem. And the Rambam says, no, that's proof of the Chiddush of the price over here, that if he remains Bershus HaGadav, that wouldn't be enough to be Bechai of him. And there's another Machloikis over here that Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus has a tzad to say that even a Maisag Ba wouldn't be enough to be b'chayiv you, even though you picked it up, but since you're still sitting in the Rishus of the Nigdav, that wouldn't be enough to be b'chayiv you, and the Ramban al-Tayra assumes with a pshitus, not like that, that it's poshit, that would also be b'chayiv you. The Gemara, on the bottom of Pei Vav but Aleph, brings about Chloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia. Eidei Gneva ve'eidei Bechira b'nefesh Hozbu. We have two kitei Eidim, one kat said that he stole the person, and one kat said that he sold him, and now they were huzam. What's the din? Chizkiah says, "Ein erogim, Rabbi Yechiram ein erogim." And the Gemara in the Havamina explains that what's a machlokes? Machlokes is totally whether or not these edus, is this edus a kosher edus? Chizkiah holds like Rabbi Kiva the whole dover of lechatzi dover that you need to be made. Edim have to be made on the whole thing. If they only made on half, they're only made on the gneva. They're only made on the bechira. That's not the full chiv. In order to be chayiv, you need both the gneva and the bechira. So therefore, edus that are only made of the gneva is a chatzi davar, and therefore the edus is not a good edus. Mashiach, therefore, if they are huzam, then it won't be nerak. Rabbi Yechon Amar Karabon the holds davar afilu chatzi davar. So therefore, the edus is a good edus, and therefore, when they're huzam, on each kad is huzam, they're going to be chayiv misa for trying to kill the person that they're being made on. That's what the Gemara, the Habibin, understands about chloikas. Now, in the Inyan of Dabar v'Lichatzi Dabar, it would seem from the Pashas Lashon HaGemar over here that Reb Kiva, that Chizki is going like Reb Kiva, holds is a pram of Chatzi Dabar, and Reb Yechanan, that says Kerabaran, says Dabar afilu Chatzi Dabar, and he holds is no pram of Chatzi Dabar at all. But if you look at Taisus, the Ramatzel Dover, Taisus already quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin and Beis, the Gemara Baba Basu Daf Nav and Beis, where the Gemara clearly over there says that the Rabban also Darsh Dover. Dover Vloichatzi Dover. The Gemara says, what's it a Gael feeder Rabban Dover Vloichatzi Dover? The Gemara says, it's the Gael, they're trying to be made that someone's a Godol, that her Isha is a Gdoila, and they're only made, each cat is only made of one Sar. So since each Sar is only half of the Edus, in order to be made that she's a Gdoila, you need to be made of two Sirus. So therefore, that's called the Chatzi Dover, and they're a button of Mamayit Bet. That means that the Machlokes are a button of Kiva in the Mishnah's Beforish is talking about, the Mishnah of Abbasid Abdavav is talking about a case where there's three separate Keter Edim on Shalei Shanim Chazaka. In order for a Chazaka to work, you need to have three years of Chazaka. What happens if we don't have one cat of Edus that the person was sitting in the Sada for 3 years? We have three separate Keter Edim. So over there, there's a machlokes, is that kosher edus? The Rabbanan holds that there's no problem, it's not a problem of Chatzi Dover. And Rav Kiva holds it's a problem of Chatzi Dover. So the Gemara over there on the Vav Beis says that this whole machlokes is only by 3 years of Chazaka, Mashiach, by two Sirus, where each cat is only made on one Sar. Over there, the Rabbanan holds that it's a problem of Chatzi Dover. Now there's a big noise said the Rishayim exactly to explain what exactly is the difference between being made 1 year of the Shnei Chazaka. Why is that Lefidur Abbanon considered that it's not a problem of Chatzi Dover? Mashaiki by two Sirus, each Sar, even though Abbanon Amoyda, that's a problem of Chatzi Dover. The most simple Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Rashbam over there in Daftan Vavam and Beis. Tosis of Baba Kama, Daft Ayinam and Beis also goes with this Mahalach. The Balamor and Baba Kama goes with this Mahalach. And they say that is a problem Lefidur Abbanon of Chatzi Dover is only in a Chatibza, where I was able to see more of my Avis at this time, and I only saw part of it. Like the Gemara's example of Shtei Cyrus. There are two Cyrus. You only become a Gadol if you have two Cyrus at once. And therefore, if they come along and they say that they saw only one Sar, they were able to see two Cyrus, and they only saw one Sar, that has a dit of a Chatzi Dover. Masha'eki by 3 years of Chazaka, it's not possible to see three O's. B'shas, when they saw the first year, they couldn't see the second year or the third year. So B'shas, when they see the first year, that right now is considered Lefidur Abbot of the Dover Shalim. Rebbe Kiva holds that anytime anything gets a half is a problem of Chatzi Dover. Masha'in Kain, the Rabban, as long as B'shas, when I was able to see when I saw the Avis, this was all I was able to see, that is considered a Dover Shalim. The only time something is a Chatzi Dover is when B'shas, when I'm looking at this Avis, when the Avis saw the Avis, there was the other part of the Avis was also Kayim Ba'olam here, and they didn't see it, they only saw this half, then that's look on in the meat of the Pasuk of Dover V'loi Chatzi Dover. So Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim and Baba Basra and Isration Higgs explains that he's Basper. What's the aside of this Mahalach? He says that the aside of this Mahalach is that the Rabbanon hold that the problem of Dover Lechatzi Dover is not in the Chepsa of the Edus. The problem of Dover Lechatzi Dover is in the Ria Se'edus. In the Edus, in the Ria for the Edus, as long as Beshas the Ria Se'edus, they saw everything they were able to see. So in that Ria, that's a full thing. If we look at the Chepz of the Edus, right now we're trying to bring in Bezdin, our goddess Edus of 3 years of Chazaka, is only half of it. And that's Shitas Reb Kiva. As long as in the Chepz of the Edus it's half, there's a problem. But no, the problem is not in the Gufa Edus. Even if in the Gufa Edus that we're trying to present over here, Bezdin, we would look at it as half, but since the Ria Sa'edus was whole, but since the Ria was done on an Eifin where this was the whole Edus Kayim Ba'ilim that they were made on, and they didn't only see half, like by Shtei Cyrus, then by Shtei Cyrus they saw only half. And half b'shas, they saw a ria of half the edus. Mashiach and Shnei Chazaka, but they looked at the sada and they saw the ria, the achila of the first year. That was the full edus. So b'shas ria, we looked at it as a davar shalom. Even though the gufa edus that we're presenting over here, bezin, it's a chatz edus that doesn't bother us, and therefore it's a kashra edus. Now the fee this mahalach of the Rashbam, our sugi is pashut. We don't have to have any big explanations. The same thing is over here. It's obvious that the person stole him first and then only afterwards sold him. So the two things didn't happen together. They happened one after another. And therefore, B'shas, the Eidig Gneva, saw the Gneva. All that was here in the world to see was the Gneva. And B'shas, the Eidim, saw the Bechira. All that was here to see was the Eidim's Bechira. And therefore, it's Pasha, the Feeder Abbot, this wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Dover. Shaking like Reb Kiva, since this is the whole. We need both of these factors to try to be Mechayev and Misa. So therefore, the Chepsa, the Edus, it's half. the gneva is half and the bechira is half. So therefore, if you're a bekiva, there will be a problem chati dabar. The sugi is pashit. The feet taisis, it's pashit. We don't need any asbeirim. It's pashit. This is a pashta tsushtel, pashta dimyan to the sugya, to the mishnah of a basu. It is a bechikis or bekiva. There are button about gibel shadim b'shtei chazaka. Now Rashi over there, Baba Kaba daf ayin, and the Rabbana Mechamis goes with Shitas Rashi. Rashi Baba Kaba says one line. He explains that Shtei Sairis, one Sair is nothing. One Sair is worthless. One Sair is not a simit to anything. He says Basha Eki by 3 years of Chazaka, the Rashi's lashon is Kula Meidim Shu Muchzik Ba. Every cat by himself is Meid that he's Muchzik. Now there's a Mahalach in Rashi. The Baruch Shmuel brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Chedushi Aran is a little bash like that in Rashi over there. There's a Bahaluch to explain Rashi al pi the famous Rabban in Babasadaf Bebeis that Gibel Shtei Chazaka Be'etzem would be enough with 1 minute. Sitting on the Sada for one Shada, that's enough. You don't need to sit there for 3 full years. The reason why you need to be there for 3 years is because there's a side problem of Achvi Shtarcha. There's a side problem of Achvi Shtarcha, and therefore you need to wait 3 years till that's the normal time where the Shtar would be lost. And then there's no more reis of where's your star, and therefore your chazaka of the first year, of the first minute, would be able to be kayim. So that's how the Reb Chaim explains Rashi. Therefore, Rashi holds it. This is every year is really a full chazaka of if they atzma. We're not going to get into this mahalach. To feed this mahalach, it's going to be a little hard to explain how our sugya would shtib over here. But if you look at the pashtus lasha Rashi, the pashtus lasha Rashi is a little bashba that Rashi is saying is svara that. That alone, that someone's in the Sada for 1 year, there is something that we see from that Sada. I'm sitting in that Sada in 1 year, that's also we see something, we see a Chazaka. It's not enough. We need to have full 3 years, but we already see that already being made that he's Muchzik in this Sada. Like a part of this 1 year. You need full 3 years, but the 1 year is also somewhat of a Chazaka. It won't be enough to be Leitzi Barakaba. So therefore, when they're coming to be made in 1 year, they're not saying nothing. Eidus of one Sair is nothing. It's nothing. To become a godly, you need two Sairs. When you see one Sair, you could be 1 year old. You don't see any godless from one Sair. By Shegin HaChazaka, every year, we see from the fact that he's sitting there and eating the Sada, that it's his Sada. It's not enough to make Tzibar Kaba. You need 3 full years. But there is a Ra's Pilus. We do see something from the fact that he's sitting there even 1 year. And therefore, that's not considered Chati Dover. Every single Kat Eidim is bringing something into Bezdin. He's bringing something into Bezdin. We need all three of them to be Sarif to be made to the Kaka from Arakama, but it's not like Shtei Sairis that each Sarif of the Atzma is nothing unless you have two Sairis. And there are buttonhole, the whole problem of Chatzit Dover is only when each Kat is saying nothing, and therefore, then there's a meat of Chatzit Dover. Masha Inkin, when they're saying something, this is not enough, they need the other Kat to be Sarif together with them to be able to be win the entire. That there are buttonhole, is not a problem of Chatzit Dover. And the fees there. If you look at the Chedushi around in our sugi, it sounds like he's learning this way. There are, that the shot over here also why will be telling the same achleikis, because Eide Gneva, Eide Mechira, the Mechira and the Gneva, each one by itself is half of the Chiv. By being stealing, that makes you, by stealing and selling, that makes you become Chayiv. So we need to have the stealing. The stealing is Aschol Aschiv, and the Mechira is the Gemar Chiv. Each thing with Ne'atzme is something that's going to be Mechayiv you. This, you need to have both, but each thing by itself is a thing. That doing the Gneva and doing the mechira is what's mechayiv you. The gneva is the scholas achiyev, and the mechira is the gemar achiyev. So each thing with the atzma is just like 3 years of chazaka. Each year of chazaka is something just together. It's mitzurif to be mechayiv to be able to make some barakama. So over here also, the gneva makes half the chiyev, and the mechira makes half the chiyev. Together it creates a chiyev misa. But each thing with the atzma is something. It's something that it's a halfway to get you to the chiyev misa, and therefore that's also going to be telling you the machlekes of Kiva and the Rabbanon. Would this be a problem of chatzit davar or not? The Kiva that holds that until the Eidus is a full-blown Eidus, and the fact that we need the other Eidus to activate the Chiv, to activate the Itzah from the Barakaba, that still remains a Chatzit Dover. Over here, it also remains a Chatzit Dover. But Shekin, there are bottom, that the Mice over here, each thing is creating the Chiv. Each thing with the Atzmai is needed, is making half the Chiv. So therefore, we can look at each thing with the Atzmai as a Dover, as something that's doing something. It's not like Shtei Sairis, where each Sair is doing nothing. Until we have two, then there's a Raya. Before two, it's nothing. But shake it over here, the Gneva is half the Chiv, is Aschol's Chiv, and the Mechir is Aschol's Chiv, and therefore, they're put on hold that this would be Nichon, Xeris Akasov of Dover, Veloy Chatzi Dover. Now there's a third Shita, Shita Sarif, Taisis Baba Kaba brings down the Rif, Taisis Baba Basu brings out this Pshat Beshev the Rajba. That the reason why it's Cholok Chazaka from Shtei Sairis is because Chazaka, besides being Eidus or Chazaka, each edus and each year could be the geir to something else. It could be the geir that if the chazaka wouldn't work, then the machzik that was eating payers for the year would have to pay the payers back to the marakamo. So therefore, the edus of each edus with the atzboy is an edus that's a geir, is that's an edus that's a geir to something. Besides for that, it's a half of an edus on the chazaka. It's also an edus on the side thing that if there's no chazaka, the machzik will have to pay the payers back to the marakamo. And that's why they're about to say that we don't have to look at this like a chatzi dover. It's not like shtei sires. But shtei sires is not negated to anything that she has one zar. So therefore, the whole edus is only a chatzi. It's only a half of the edus that we're trying to be made that she's a gdoila. Masha in kain by a chazaka, each edus with the atzmai has some ramification, like obviously something else. And therefore, they're about to say that that's enough. Even though we're now using it as a chetzi, it's only a half. We're trying to use it as a chazaka, and it's now only a half in the chazaka. It's only a half. But since it would have been a get to something else, besides for the chazaka, and in that it would be a davar shalem. So therefore, even though even klapi the chazaka, we're now using it klapi the chazaka would also be a good edus, and we could use it even though it's only a chetzi. Mash ingin Rabbi Kiva holds that since right now we're using it in the chazaka, and in the chazaka it's only a half of the edus, it's not the full edus of the chazaka. Therefore, it's also despite for davar v'loy chatzi davar. Now, in the shita sarif, our sugya becomes very shver. It's hard to understand. Why would this have to do with this bachleikus? So chayr lekuliyam over here. In order, we're trying to be mechayiv misa. Both the edik neiva and both edik bechira are needed for the chayiv misa. So chayr, this is a chati davar. Chayr, why? What's in the geah the edik neiva and edik bechira? Why does that have any ramifications regarding any other dinim? Lefirab yechadon the gemara before later on. You don't get malchus on geneva. So the geneva and the bechira are only negeah to one thing. It's only negeah to be mechayiv misa for geneva's nefesh. So the kasha is a feed of riff. Why would the Gemara say that this machleik is a tali and Rav Kiva and the Rabbana? The chayr the kuli alma should be a chati davar. It should be possible chati davar. Now this kasha is not only in the havamina of the Gemara, but the maskonas haGemara. Rabbi Yechonon also says that yichayev. Even the maskonas haGemara, the Gemara switches in Chizkiya. Rabbi Yechonon remains the same. Like pashtus, like Rabbi Yechonon, still remains that there's two parts to the chiyev of goyim nefesh, and you need to have the gneva, you need to have the bechira to be chayev. Goyim nefesh, and Avol Pikir Rabbi Yechon holds Yechayiv, and remains because Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rabbanon, that there's no problem of Chati Dover. And Al-Khayr, we just explained that even the Rabbanon, Lefi the Rif, holds the problem of Chati Dover. They only argue in Rav Kiva by Edus Chazaka, where the Chazaka, where each year of Chazaka is also negated to something else. Mashaykin over here, Al-Khayr, the Rabbanon should be made to Rabbi Kiva. So if you look at the Raivin in Kosov Shab over here on Eretz Sugya, he asks this kasha, he's bothered by this problem, he asks that L'chayra in the Mahalach of the Rif, in the Inyan of Chati Dabar, L'chayra, it's very hard to understand, why is this Machlaikis Tali, why is the Nidin over here Tali in Machlaikis of Kiva and the Rabbanon, L'chayra L'kul Yalma, should be a Chati Dabar. So the Raivin says, a new Pshat, a Pshat Mechudesh is over here in the Sugya, and he explains it in the Maskonas HaGemara. L'chayra, the Fida Raivin, you have to say that the Fida Havmina of the Gemara, in a chanami, this it wouldn't go with the Gemara's Baskan and Baba Kama, and the Gemara's Baskan and Baba Basu. The Rabban also agreed to Chati Dover. He just the Ravid just explains the Baskan and Gemara L'chayr. The Havamina would still remain a little shver on the Rif. And if you look in the Gemara Baba Kama, also the Rabban Melchamis over there explains that the Gemara's Havamina does not stim with the Rif. It's only in the Maskana where the Gemara's Mechadish, this Chiddish, the Rabban also agreed to Chatzi Dover, and the Rabban also agreed that it's a problem of Chatzi Dover. They just hold that Chazaka is not a problem of Chatzi Dover. And the Chalamina, have me in the Gemara Baba Kamadav Ayin, Rabban Melchamish, the Gemara didn't hold of it. So Chir and Arsugi also, it's not so schwer to ask from the Havamina of the Gemara. But the Ikka problem is that the Maskana's Gemara remains with the Havamina. So on that, there's a Mahalach over here that we're going to say over from the Raivit. The Raivit explains that the Gemara says, like Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara's Lashon is that the Geneva is a Schalta de Mechiri. And the Raivin explains what that means is that it's one big edus. When someone comes and says edus on the geneva, he knows already that the person's not planning on stealing him and keeping him in a cellar. He knows he's going to sell him on. That's the only way to be goyim nefesh. You can't just steal someone. You can't just steal someone and hide him in your basement. The only way to be goyim of someone, the mahalakha to steal someone, says the Raivin, is you steal him and you sell him. So therefore, when I see a geneva, I already see that there's going to be a mechira going on here. And therefore, it's already a schala for the whole entire edus. And therefore, we don't have to look at it as a chati dover, says the rabbi. A big chiddush in the svar of chati dover, even though we need the edus of the mechira, till we see him sell, he's not going to be chayiv. But since in my edus of the geneva, I already see what's going to happen here, and I already see the whole chiyiv, I already see in front of my eyes that there's going to be a mechira later on, even though I didn't see that mechira mamash, and we must have edus on that mechira, that's also enough, says the rabbi, that it shouldn't be dechsh of a chati dover, because I see in the geneva already the full thing. very bechidish in Avon of Chati Dover that this would be enough. Lachayr, safe Dover, I need another cat Edom over here to be made on the Mechira. And the Ravid doesn't explain so well why the Edom Mechira are on a Chati Dover, but his lashon is that the Edom Mechira are also a safe of the Edus HaGneva, which possibly can mean is that the same way, same svar, that when I see someone selling someone, I understand that he obviously sold it, stole him, and he's trying to sell him further. Maybe that's also Nichlal. And therefore, when they see the Mechir, they see the whole thing also. Tzorachi and Bezeh, the Gemara later on says that it's not Muchach that in the Maisa Mechir we see a Gneva. You could always say Eved, they could say that maybe he was just selling his Eved. Tzorachian, but he doesn't explain so well that point, the Ravid. Akaponim, what he does say is that the Gneva, the Ravid says that that will be Nechshav, a full Dover, even though we the Poyol need another Kat Edom, and we can't kill him until we have clear Edom on the Mechira, and this Edus is not Maspik to kill him, but since in this Edus, the Edom already could see what's going to happen, and they already see that this is not only going to be half of the Mechayev, they see already that the whole Mechayev is going to happen, that's also enough to consider these Kat Edom as a full Dover. Big chiddush in the Ravid, and then says the Ravid, it's nothing, it's not kasha on the riff. So over here, it's not a problem of chati dover bechlal. And it could be even like Rebbe Kiva, this wouldn't be a problem of chati dover lefri Rebbe Yechonon. That's what the Ravid's coming to say over there, that even like Rebbe Kiva, it's not a problem of chati dover, the maskonas ha-gemara. In the Havimina, we already spoke out, the Havimina, the Gemara is going to be have to go the Inachanami. The Gemara didn't know of the riff's chiddush, the Gemara didn't know of the chiddush that there are but also a maidit the chati dover, and they only argue in Rebbe Kiva by chazaka where the edis is the gate to something else. The Gemara in the Havimina is going to go like the Havimina, the Gemara Baba Kama, that the din, the Xeris Akasiv of Dover Chati Dover is only the Rebbe Kiva, not the Rabban. But the Maskon of our Sugi here that learns up that the Machlekes of Yechon and Chizkiya is whether or not Gneva is a Schalt in the Mechiri. Once the Gemara comes and says that Gneva is a Schalt in the Mechiri, then even though Rebbe Kiva Yechayiv says the Ravid, it's not a Chati Dover at all. When someone sees a Gneva, he's seeing the whole full Mechayiv. Even though we need another Kat Eidim to see the Mechir Bepoyal, but since he already sees that there's going to be a full Mechayiv, says the Ravid, that's considered a full Dover. Big chiddush from the Ravid, and the other Yishayim seem not to assume this way. Rashi clearly says that even like Rabbi Yechonon, it's considered a chatzi dover. And there's another mahalich al pita lecha mishnah. I'm not going to say over exactly the words of the lecha mishnah, but it's very very shver that chayim make a big tumult about it. But al pita mahalich of the kesef mishnah, the lecha mishnah, and perik chav alf. Halacha test. He's bothered by this kasha of the Ravid, also the Lafida Rif. Why would this be Talia in the Machikis of Kiva and the Rabbanon, and why even the Maskana Lafira Biechran and Yechayiv? The Chayra, we also agree to the Din of Chati Dabar. The Rabbanon also agree to the Din of Chati Dabar, and they only argue with by Chazak where it's a gate to something else. So the answer is, Al Pi Divrei Halacha Mishnah, that it's also over here in a gate to something else. So over here is also the game when someone steals someone, or when someone sells someone, he becomes Patsal Avis, he's over a lav. He's over a lav. And therefore, since he's over a lav, each edus of Ne'atzmai is be'etzem a edus that would passel him la'edus. And since each edus is negere or passel him la'edus, so therefore, it's just like chazaka, it will be a straight dimion to chazaka, just like chazaka, even though Ne'etzem gufa edus, what we're trying to do, we're trying to be made to the karak of Marakama, I'm only a chetzi, but since it could have been negere to something else to give back the payers to the Marakama, therefore we consider you that you don't have the problem of Chati Dover and you could be Mitzurif together with the other Edom to be Maitzi the Karka to establish the Chazaka, be Maitzi the Karka for the Marakama. So Huadin, over here in Arasugya, since my Edis would have been negere to passel him, my Edis is negere to passel the person, my Edis, so therefore, even though now I'm trying to be Mechayiv and Misa, but Tzirif another Kat Edim, and Klapi the Chiyam Misa, I'm only a Chetzi, but since my Edis is the get to something else, so therefore we consider later bottom, we don't consider it as a chati dover because my edus is a full dover, could be considered a full dover shalim since it's the get to something else. My shekin Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva holds that legabi the gufa nidin that we're danning, you're only a chati dover. Legabi the chiyam misa, the gneiv is not alone enough. The edim achir not alone enough. We need the other kat edim, and therefore says therefore the fidus bahalach says Rebbe Kiva that this would also be considered a chati dover. Only there are but on that hold that when the Edus has some type of naf committed to something else, we don't consider as a chati dover, the Edus over here could be Kayim. Now there's a third mahalich over here that the Achrayim say, the Stipler and Simon Yotess over here in Sanhedrin, Navi Ezri and Simon Perek Chaval Halacha Tess, Nilchus Edus, they both say Alpia Yisayit from the Ar Sameach. Ar Sameach and Hilchus Saito, beginning of Hilchus Saita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he's bothered that Lafida Rif
How do we ever have a Saita? A Saita, in order to, for Isha to become a Saita, you need two sets of Edim. You need Edos on the Kinoi, that the Baal warned the Isha, and you need Edos on the Stira. You need Edos that the Baal, that the Isha was Vesyachid with the Baal. And if not, she doesn't become Asa Labayal, she doesn't become a Saita. As Dar Samech, this is a Chatzi Dover. And not only that, says Dar Samech, it's a Chatzi Dover, even the Feeder Abaddon. It's even the Feeder Abaddon, the Feeder Rif, that holds it. The whole din of Chatzi Dover, the Abaddon agreed to Chatzi Dover. They only argue in Rav Akiva when it's a get to something else. L'chayr, it is on Kinoi, it is on Stir, if they Atzma, is not negate to anything. So says Dar Samech, a big Yisoid, he says, that the Rif came along and said that the Rabbanan only argue in Rav Akiva by Chazaka is only when it's against to something else, that's only Dafka by Chazaka and Shtei Cyrus. Where Chazaka and Shtei Cyrus are only a Raya Ba'alma. They're not the Guf HaChiv, they're not the Guf HaDover. Shtei Cyrus is not the Guf HaGadlos. It's only a Raya that the person's a Gadol. Shlishachei Chazaka is not the Maisa Kinyan over here on the Sada. It's not the Maisa Mechayev that should go out of his Rishos. It's just a Raya to Bezdin that the Sada belongs to him. And over there, the Rif says that in order for it to become not Chatzi Dover Lefider Abanon, it has to be that there's some type of nafkamina to the Eidus, Sai nafkamina to the Eidus. Masha Enkin says there are some meach, when this is the Gufa Mechayev, when these two parts that the Eidim are being made on are Gufa Mechayev and the Gufa Dover, they're the Eidus that's Gufa being Mechayev the thing, it's a real Eidus, it's not just the Eidus on a Raya, then even if it's only part of the Chiyev, that also has a din of a Dover, that's also something. And therefore, says Dar Sameach, that by Kinoi and Stira, since that's what's ushering the Isha, the Baila, the Kinoi, and the Stira, so then, the fact that it's not negated to anything besides that, doesn't make it into a Chatzi Dover like the Rabbanan. Like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that in order to be a Dover, it has to be a full thing. So then, it doesn't make any difference what the thing is, what the Chatzi is, any type of Chatzi is a Chatzi. But Shekin and Rabbanan don't have a problem by Etzim by something being half. This has to be something. Edus has to be something. Says the Arsameach that as long as the Edus is the Edus and the Guf Achiyah, that's also enough. And now Ezri's Moisef, a little Hezber in that, he says that a half a Raya is nothing. A Raya, till it's a Raya, is nothing. You don't say that there's a half of something here. A Raya is just a proof to something. If you can't prove it, then it's worthless. A half of a Raya is worthless, is nothing. Masha Enkin, a half of Mechayev, that's half of the Mechayev. You don't have yet the other half, but you already have something here. You already have half. The Kinoi is half what's making your usher, so you already have something. The kinyan is something. The geneva is something. Because the geneva is what's making half of the chiv, so it's something, it's not nothing. 1 year of chazaka is nothing, it's worthless, it doesn't help, it doesn't prove bezin anything, so therefore it's worthless. 1 sar is worthless. Since it doesn't end up proving anything, a raya is only something when it ends up proving. When it doesn't end up proving, it's nothing. And therefore, say that achroin in the stipler of Shach, Hapidus Ar Sameach, it's Betorot Ar Sugya. Ar Sugya is handling a chiyev, it's not handling a raya. And therefore, over here, it's Pasha that the Rabbanon don't need to have a side nafkamina over here to look at it as a full Dover Shalem. The Rabbanon hold that the problem of Chatzi Dover is only when the Edus is nothing, like a half Edus of a raya. So then, by Shtei Cyrus, it has a din of Chatzi Dover the Rabbanon. And the Rif is just explaining that even by a Raya, since there's a Nafkamina, a sign Nafkamina, that also the Rabbanan could look at it as a Dover. Masha Enkein, something that's a Chiyav Mamish, that says the Arsameach, the Rif didn't need to speak about, that's Poshit, that the Rabbanan will be Machshav that as a Dover Shalom. Now if you look, the stipler in Reb Shach, using this Arsameach, say Pshan Arsugi, if you look in the Chedusha Emer Simcha of Basur, the Apnum Vavam Beis, he himself is with learns up our sugya al pi his yisoid in Saita. He himself makes this dimyan from his mahalach, his yisoid in Hilchas Saita to our sugya, and therefore we have three achrayin in the stipler of Shach and our smeach all learn up our sugya b'das arif in this mahalach. So it comes out in das arif we have three mahalchim. We have the mahalach the ravid, the big chiddush of the ravid, which l'chayr only works on maskanas hagemara, and we said in the chanami the havim the gemara wouldn't work out with the sugya with the baskonas sugya baba kabo and baba basra, and he explains a big chiddush that the whole edus of geneva is considered a whole edus since they know that the mechir is going to happen, a very big chiddush in the din of chatzi davar. And then we said a bahalach pi alecha mishnah that there is an afkamina, a very simple pashta teretz. That's a clear dimyan, because there is an afkamina over here also, just like there's an afkamina by Gimel Shnei Chazaka, there's an afkamina over here also, because how you say the Eidus HaGneva, he'll become Pasa Le'idos. And then, we said a mahalach, a pidar sameach, And the fact that the Rif said that you need a sign nafkamina is only in an edus of a raya, where without any sign nafkamina, the edus would be totally worthless, and therefore there's a problem of chatzi davar. Masha inke in an edus and a gufa mechayim and an edus and a chiyuv, then the Rif never would have said his svar, and then it's pashit that there will be a machlekes of kibun derabanan, that the rabbanan hold that since there is something going on in this edus, there's a kapanam a chatzi chiyuv going on in this edus. That would also be enough to make it to be makshiv like a davar lefi derabanan, and only the fear of Akiva would just remain a chatzi davar. So just to quickly go over what we spoke about over here, we had three shitas in the inyan of chatzi davar. There's three ikar shitas in the Rishonim. There's a shitas of Rashbam that the yisayid of chatzi davar, we said over to explain from the Kavit Shiurim, that the yisayid of chatzi davar lefi derabanan is only a problem in the Rias Edus and Kolzman, that this is the whole Edus that we could see right now that is not considered a chatzi davar. And we said the Fizeh, the Sugi is Pashut. Over here also, that Gneva and the Mechir happened at two different times, and therefore B'shas the Edus and Gneva, the Fira Rabbanan, that's considered an Edus Sholem. Only the Fira B'Kiva, that B'Kiva holds that you need to have Mamish in the Gufa Edus, and the Gufa Edus that we're trying to use right now to kill him, you need to have a Dover Sholem over here, who would remain a Chatzi Dover. Then we said over from Rashi, we said the Pashas Lashon of Rashi is Mashma, that the Yisoid is that even the whole problem of Chatzi Dover, the Fira Rabbanan, is only by Shtei Cyrus, where each Sar is nothing B'fnei Atzbei. Mashengen a Chazaka, which even though it doesn't work in Bezdin to be Boitzi the Babin, but we do see somewhat something in the Yitzhiyah of Chazaka, and therefore that's not considered Chatzi Dover later at bottom. And then we said also it's Pashit Lefizeh, that this will be at Sushta. We said the Chutush Aran seems to learn this way in our Sugya, that since the Gedeva is a Aschol Zachir, that's also enough that their button shouldn't be Machshav like Chatzi Dover. The only time they hold this a problem Chatzi Dover when the Edus is Mamish nothing like one Sa. Then we said over the Shittas HaRif that in order to become not Chatzi Dover, it needs to be that the Edus has some side ramification, has some type of nafkamina besides for what we're discussing now. Besides for the Chatzi Dover, there's also something that is a nafkamina, and therefore by Shnei Chazaka says the Rif, since it's a nafkamina, that he'll be able to be made to the Peiris from the Maxik to the Marakama, that also is considered a Dover Shalem. And we said the Fizet, it's very hard to understand our Sugya. And we said three Mahalchim, which we already made a Sikam on. Three Mahalchim, one from the Ravid, that since they know about it, it's going to be a Dover Shalem. Al Pida Lacha Mishnah, that there is enough Kamina over here, Lagabi Tapaslam Ma'idos. And then we said Al Pida Arsameach, that there's a Chiv, that when there's Be'emes a Chiv being Chal, then the Rif agrees that we don't need his Sfara, we don't need to sign Af Kamina, it's enough to have Chiv to make it that it shouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Dover. Now the Rishonim are bothered in our sugya with the obvious question that if the machlekes over here, Rav Kiva and Rav Banan, is a machlekes about chatzi davar v'le chatzi davar, so it's a machlekes in the gufa edus, is the edus kosher, or is the edus patzel? So why are we discussing what would happen if the edim become huzam? Let's discuss just if the man, the person that stole, will get killed. Is this edus a kosher edus to kill the person, or is it not kosher edus to kill the person? Why, if this is the machlekes, the Rav Banan and the Chizki and Rav Yechanan is totally in whether it's a davar or chatzi davar, so then why are we discussing what happens when the edim become huzam? Why don't we discuss directly, is this edus kosher? Could we kill the person that stole him, or could we not kill him? When two kid edim come in, is this kosher edus, or the only parasha of Gneva's nefesh is only when one kat edim stole both the Gneva and the Mechira? So the Baal Amar is bothered by this question. He says, "Ein hachanami, the fetus have a mina the Gemara. The Gemara could have said, could have asked this kasha. The fetus have a mina. The Gemara could have asked it. Why would they argue about the Edim? But says the Baal Amar, the Gemara asks better. The Gemara asks better that Chayra, it's Pashit, that the Edim Bechira for sure Chayiv, since the Edim Gneva could say, Lal Kaisi Baru Lufishitas Chiski, or Chiski holds that the Edim Gneva get Malkus, Arbachayat Malkus. So therefore, the Bechira remains a Dover Shalom, like Tesis Mazra Diver Maschel B'Toich, that once we say that the Edi Gneva are not coming directly on the Bechira, they're coming for something else, then they establish that the person's Gonov, so then we look at the Edi Bechira as a Dover Shalom, Al Pita Gemara Babakama Daf Ayin, that says that by Shtaimim Kiddush, Shtaimim Baal, if two people are made on Eishas Ish, that she's Mekudesh, that two people are made, that she's Mezadeh, we don't say it's a Chatzi Dover, since the two that said Kiddush are coming to establish her as Eishas Ish, and then we look at the ball afterwards as a davar shalim. We don't look at the ball afterwards as a chatzi davar. He's just once she's established as a shish. Now he's saying the whole chiyuv. So what did by gneva mechira lefi chizkiya ask the gemara? Once we could say that the edus gneva is coming on malchus, we then say he's established as a person that stole this person. And now the edim mechira are going to be able to be mechayivim if they atzman. They're looked as their own. They're the mechayiv of the Chiyin Misa over here of Chenek for stealing and selling someone. Therefore, says the Baal Amar, the Gemara asked much better. And in a Chanami, the Gemara could have asked this question. The Gemara could have asked the fetus having me. The Gemara could have machriach from the fact that they were knocked out the machlokes by edim, that that's not the pshat. The Ran says that even if you'd have a video, we could explain why they talked about edim achira. The Chidush Ran says the reason why we talked about edim achira is because if we would have only talked about if the person himself gets killed, then we wouldn't know the whole sheet is Rabbi Yechanan. But he says, just like the Maskaras HaGemara, the Gemara says a Svara that you could say like Chizkia, that the Geneva has no Shaykhis to the Mechira. The Mechira is what's being Mechayim Misa, and the Geneva has nothing to do with the Mechira. So therefore, Lefizeh doesn't have a din of Chatzi Dabar L'Chayra. So says the Ran that we wouldn't know the whole sheet is Rabbi Yechanan. Had we spoken about just the fact that the person's killed or not, that we would have thought that Rabbi Yechanan holds, like the Gemara says, the Maskan and Chizkia, that the Edim Mechira are the full Edim on the Chiyam Misa, and the Edim Gneva have no Shaykhis to the Chiyam Misa Bechlal, and that's why we kill the Goyim Nefesh, because it doesn't have a Din of Chatzi Dabar. Masha'ekin, now that we talked about the Edim, and we say that the Edim Gneva also Chayim Misa, so we see that, no, that really the Edim Gneva also part of the Bechayim Misa. And Afal Pike and Rabbi Yechanan says that they get killed. So there we see the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that he holds Dabar v'lechatzi Dabar. If not that they would have spoken about the Edom, had they only spoken about the God of himself, we wouldn't understand fully the full Shittas of Rabbi Yechanan. We would have thought that Rabbi Yechanan could hold, like the Mara says, the Maskana and Chizkiya, that the Gneva has nothing to do with the Chiyav. The Chiyav is only on the Edom Mechira. And therefore, we wouldn't have not known Rabbi Yechanan Shita. So therefore, says the Ran, in the half of the Gemara, we could understand why the Machlekes is Dafka about the Edom, because the Gemara wanted to bring out the whole full Shita Rabbi Yechanan that he holds Dabar afilu chatzi Dabar. And the Ramban in Melchamis is the one line answers the question that if not, the reason why we said Edim was just a Rabusa and Rabbi Yechanan, because if not, we could always say that the Edi Gneva Potter, even if the God of Schayev, it could be the Edi Gneva Potter, because the Edi Gneva could always come along and say that I'm trying to be Mechayev you Malkus. And therefore Rabbi Yechanan spoke out that no, because of Rabbi Yechanan Shitasi holds that but Emes, they're not Machai Malkus. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan spoke out that the Edigneva are Nerag, Gufa for this Chiddush, that a person shouldn't make a mistake to think that the Edigneva are going to have a tour, that they could say that they didn't come for the Chiyam Misa, they came for the Chiyam Malkus. And the reason the Maisa why you don't say this is because Rabbi Yechanan the Maisa holds that you ain't Moikin. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan holds that they can't come and say that, but that, says the Ramban, is the reason maybe why the Gemara and the Havamina understood that we could speak about the Edus, because we want to come along and say the Chiddush that even the Edigneva are Chiyam Misa. Now, what does remain very schwer is Rashi. Rashi comes along and Rashi says that why the Maisa is the Ganav Potter over here, the Fida Havmina the Gemara, why is the Ganav Potter? Rashi says the reason why the Ganav is going to be Potter, the Fira Chizkiya, that holds that they don't get Nerag, is because it's Edim Shiyata Yachal Aziba. Once we come along and say that the Edim aren't going to get killed for their Azama, so then automatically the Edim becomes possible because it's Edim Shiyata Yachal Aziba. So the Marshal seems to be already bothered by this Kasha, that L'chaira, the same reason why the Edim don't get killed is because the Edus was a Pasla Edus, it was a Chatzi Dabar. That's the reason why the Ganav is Potter. We don't have to come explain complicated reasons because it's Edus Shiyat Yochel Azima. The Edus is Edus Pasla Fi Chizkiya. If we say that Fi Chizkiya, it remains a Dabar, Vloi Chatzi Dabar, Lafi Dehavi the Gemara, that we don't need to come along and say that the reason why the Edim the Ganav is Potter is because Edus Shiyat Yochel Azima. The reason why the Ganav is Potter is because the Edus is Pasla Edus. So the Marshal speaks out, the Maskaras HaGemara, it's good. And the Marshal writes on the Marshal that Maskaras HaGemara is very good for the Gemara, which is the Derech of the Baal Amar, the Ein Echanami, the Havi in the Gemara. It's very hard to understand why we're not discussing the God of himself. The Chayyid is no Edus Bechal to be Mechayyid the Ganav. We should just discuss that the Edus is Edus Pasa on the God of himself is Pasa because the Edus is not a good Edus. And like the Baal Amar says, Maskaras HaGemara, this is Betur. It says the Marshal, it's good for the Gemara. Why? But Rashi still remains very Shver. Why Rashi in the Havi of the Gemara have to go running to a side reason that the God is Pasa out Edus Sheyata Chalazima? Sarachian, Bedas Rashi. Baal Kapanim, we had three Mahalchim to explain why the Gemara in the Havi it goes with Edig. Why we talked about the Edim? We said the Baal Amar says Ein Echanami. The Gemara could have asked it. The Ran said we could have understood Rabbi Yechanan entirely different. Could have understood Rabbi Yechanan like the Maskan and Chizkiya. The Gneva has no Shaychus to the Chiyav, and the Mechira remains a Dover Shalem, and therefore we wouldn't know the whole Chiddush of Dover Afilu Chatzi Dover if not for the fact that the Gemara that we spoke about the Edim and it was before that the Edig Gneva also a Chayim Misa. And the Ramban says that the Gemara, someone could have thought that Akapan the Edig Gneva for Rabbi Yechanan would be Potter, because they could have come along and tied it like in his chavin, that's Rabbi Yechad's Kamash Balon, that they can't say that because they're not loike, and therefore the Nerag, and that's the reason why the Gemara discussed the Edim. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara asks that L'chayra, it can't be that this is the Pshat. It's L'chayra, the Eidei Gneiva could always come in and say that they're not coming B'chal for the Chiyav Misa. They're coming like L'Koisei Bono. We're coming just to give him Malkus. And the Gemara brings up this Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan whether or not Eidei Gneiva get Malkus or don't get Malkus if they're Huzam. And the Gemara says that it's Mukhrach Rabbi Yochanan cannot hold you get Malkus. If Rabbi Yochanan would hold that you get Malkus, how could it be that the Rabbi Yochanan holds by us that they're Nerag? So if they would be, if they're Nerag, if they're Huzam on the and the Gneiva's Benefesh, it can't be that you get Malkus because it's Lav Anitim Lazarus Mises Bezdin. And therefore says the Gemara, the only one that could hold that you get Malkus has to be Chizkiya. And therefore says the Gemara that if Chizkiya holds that you get Malkus, that Edom get Malkus, it must be that the Ganav also gets Malkus. How could it be that, they get Malkus if he doesn't get Malkus? The only way they could get Malkus is if the Ganav gets Malkus. So Rashi's bothered by a question. Rashi's bothered that L'chaira, why is this true? Maybe he doesn't get Malkus. The reason why they get Malkus is because they lied. They overlap. They're over Lysana. Says Rashi, no, it can't be the reason why they get Malkus because it's a lav she'im by Maisa. That would be considered a lav she'im by Maisa. So the stipler in Makasim and Aleph brings down that the Aruch Lener Teich Tvar of an Arsugi is discussed by a problem that L'chayra L'Sanet is not doesn't have the problem of lav she'im by Maisa. And the Mishnah in the beginning of Makkah says it's two Edim that are made of someone that's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and if Nimtza Zaymim, even though there's no Kasher Zomam, we can't make them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Avol Pikein, they get Malkus because of Lysana. So we see that there's no problem, and there's a special Xeris HaKosov that the Gemara brings over there, even though it's a Lav She'im Maisa. Avol Pikein can get Malkus. So how could Rashi over here say that it's a Lav She'im Maisa? The stipler over there says Alpia Arsameach. Arsameach in Hilchas Eidus, a famous Arsameach in Hilchas Eidus, Perak Yuches, Halach above. This Arsameach, this Shiloh is a big sugya in the beginning of Makkas, in the first few bottom of Makkas, had to understand what's going on in all the Malkasin over there in the Eidim Zaymin. And Arsameach is bothered by Akasha. He brings the Gemara Baba Kama, the Fayendalim and Beis, where there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar over there. What happens if two Eidim are made that someone killed someone? And then the Nerag walks in, Baharag Baraglav, and we see obviously that they lied. So there's a Machlekes over there, whether or not they get Malkus. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is, whether or not, what happens if after the Nerag walks in, if two other Edom would walk in and say that these two Edom had said that they killed him and this time, were they with us, Imanu Yisem, could they still become Edom Zaymim? Or do we say, no, once the Edus is Hukhash, once the Edus was ready, proven Sheker, they can't after that become Edom Zaymim. And the Gemara says, that's totally if Akhasha is Tchilas Azama. If you learn that Akash is a Tchila of Azama, so then they can still become Huzam afterwards. Mashaykin of Akash is Lav Tchila Azama, so once the Edus is Hukash, they can't become Huzam afterwards. And therefore says the Gemara, if they could become still Huzam afterwards, so then their Lav, their Lysan is still Shaykh to become Chayim Misa on it. So we can't give them Malkus, it's Lav Shadidin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Mashaykin, if they can't become Chayim Misa, once the Akash happens, it's Lav Tchila Azama. And they can't become Huzam afterwards anymore, so then therefore they can now never become Chayim Misa on this Lav, so then we can give them Malkus. Asked Arsameach, why over here are they getting Malkus? Why are they getting Malkus? It's a Lav She'im Maisa. Bishleba by every single Edom Zaymim, we understand they get Malkus. It's Xeris HaKosov. There's a special Xeris HaKosov. But asked Arsameach, that L'chair over here, they're not even Edom Zaymim. They were Hukhash. And Avil Pika, it's before you get Malkus. Says Arsameach, must be that the Xeris HaKosov of Ahayu Ben Hakkais HaRosh is a Giloi, that there's no problem of Lav She'im Maisa and Lav Tloy Sanet. Asar Sameach Im Kain, why is it Mavor in the Gemara of Makkas that if the Edom were made Sheker and it wasn't yet Nigmar Adin, that they don't get Malkus? L'chayra, they were over Lysana, and it's Xeris HaKosov that Lysana doesn't have the problem of Lyslav Shem and Maisa. In a Chanam, they can't become Edom Zaymim. This wasn't yet Nigmar Adin, but you see that you don't need to become Edom Zaymim to have the Chi of Malkus, to have the Parsha of Bahayu Ben Hakkais HaRosha. So it says the Asar Sameach his biggest side, that you break in Lysana because of Lav Shem and Maisa, says the Asar Sameach, it's not enough that you just said Eidus. He says, Alpia Tesis earlier on Daf Samach Hei, on the base of Emas Lohoyol, Tesis says that just like Tmura, there's a Svara, Diburas Abda Maisa, that Ayidei, your Dibur, you made a Chalois Hektish, Hu Adin, by, over here by Edom Zayim, Ayidei, their Eidus, it was Chal Chiyav, Chal Gemar Adin of Chiyav on someone else. And that says Dar Sameach, that's what we need to be Mechayiv. Loisan, it's not enough just doing the Maisa Eidus. The saying the Eidus. You need to have this Haysaf of Vidiburas Ave Maisa. Therefore says Dar Sameach, in a Kalam, you don't need Bidavka Eidim Zaymin. You could come Hochash also, but as long as there was a Gemar Din on the Nidoin. Masha'ekin says Dar Sameach, even by Eidim Zaymin Mamish, if there wasn't yet a Gemar Din on the Nidoin, so then there's no Vidiburas Ave Maisa. That is the exact cost that you get Malkus on Loisan, as says Dar Sameach, is only an Eichatipsa where you did something with your Maisa, it's Vidiburas Ave Maisa. It's not just the exerus akosav that lab she'im emaisa over here is loikin. The Torah said only in a case where you be'emes made a gemara din, then you get malchus. Therefore says the stipler, it's very posh what the gemara means to say over here. The gemara means to say over here that if I can't go, these edim can't go be mechayiv, the god of malchus, if he's not loikin, so then there was no gemara din over here to be mechayiv him anything. And that's what Rashi asks what happened to loisana. On that says Rashi, that's a lab she'im emaisa. Kolzman, he's not going to be chayiv malchus. You don't have the Bidiburis Ave Maisa, that would remain a lav she'imei Maisa. Now, but Emes, this kasha of the Aruch HaNer, if you look at Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Peretz asks this kasha direct on Rashi. How could Rashi say lav she'imei Maisa is ain like it a love? What happened to the Edus of Begrusha ben Chalutza? It's before that, even though it's lav she'imei Maisa, also you get Malkus on it. And if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, he seems to say the Teret, this Svara, and the Rabbanim Elchamas in our Sugya says it, and the Chedush Aran says it, they say that the only time you get Malkus for Eidus Zayim is only if you were Shio as a Rasha. If you took a Tzaddik and you made him into a Rasha, you made him Chayiv something. If you stop said Eidus about someone and you weren't Mechayiv of something, that doesn't have the parasha of Vahoyah ben Hakai as a Rasha, the special Tzaddik Akosav, that you could get Malkus on Leistan, even though it's a Lav Shein Maisa. So if you look at this type, he brings the Lashon Ramban and Melchamas and Arasuyo, and he says that you could maybe say that the Ramban means like the Arsameach. But he says, Yosef Nir, that not the Mechubin of the Ramban, who had the Chayiv the Ran, and there have been a Peretz by us. And he says, you look in Reb Shmuel on Makis in the Chelik and Yonim, Simon Aleph, Oistal, he also learns like this, that they learn it's more of a Xeris HaKosov, that the Torah says it is a Malkus of Laisana, it's only in a Laisana which you made a Gemara, you made a Chiyav on someone else. Not because of like the Arsameach seems to be saying that there's more of a Maisa. It's the same Lav She'im and Maisa, not because we look at it more as a Lav She'ish by Maisa. Just the Torah only was Mechayim Malkus in such a Echatips of Loisana. And Echatips of Loisana, where you're Be'emes being Mechayim someone, where you're being Marshia as a Tzaddik, then when you cause someone a Chiv, Shaloi Kedin, then that Loisana is Mechayim Malkus. Mashaykin, when you just said Loisana, you just made it against someone, and you didn't cause him any chiyuv, you weren't marshia him, you didn't make him have a chiyuv in Bezdin, such a loisana is not mechayiv malchus, it's just an example of what type of loisana, a loisana that's mechayiv someone's chayiv malchus, and a loisana that's not mechayiv someone, it's not mechayiv malchus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.